At the moon.
At the moon, what are you doing? Thomas, those clothes are hanging up to dry.
Mm.
Well, don't start taking them off. No, no. No, they're there to dry, Thomas. Could you pick these socks up, please?
Oh, yes, please. Run the sand out of that.
Round the corner.
Yeah, no. Open the door.
Open the door. This is the rack that Mummy uses to dry the clothes. When it's a nice sunny day, I put them on the line. But last night, when we went to bed, it was raining.
Yes.
So I hung them up on this inside.
Yes.
So with it being quite warm, they're dry this morning, aren't they? Are you taking all your socks off the clothes line? Are you posting them?
Yes.
Throwing them over the top?
A moon!
Up a moon? Yes. Going towards the moon, are they?
Yes.
I don't mind the socks, but please don't take anything else off.
No.
I just think it's all got to be ironed when it's dry.
A moon! Up in the air! Up in the air!
Up in the air?
Yes.
You're throwing them up in the air? You're pretty lively running around. You keep saying shut the door because you keep moving part of the clothes dryer towards you, don't you? It's in four sections and it opens out. And you keep moving a bit and saying open the door and shut the door. Saying round the corner.
What? The white one.
The white one?
For me.
What are those? Those are Thomas's shorts.
Thomas's shorts. Not daddy's. Not Thomas daddy's.
No Thomas daddy's. Yes, they're daddy's underpants, aren't they?
Pajamas.
Your pajamas?
Not daddy's.
That's daddy's as well.
Winner Thomas.
My name. That's mine. That's Mummy's.
Thomas.
Oh, aeroplane sounds very low.
Yeah.
We're going to have to shut the door, aren't we, in case the noise comes through.
Look very low. It's you. You nice to do. Yeah.
Nice tail. Is that Purdy?
Purdy.
What's that you're holding up? Oh, bless you, Thomas. Whoops. Mummy's just kicked Purdy's water bowl over. There's water all over the floor, isn't there? Oh dear, what a mess. Dear, oh dear.
Oh dear. A little bit. Did it bite the tail?
Yeah, don't pull her tail, Thomas. Don't even touch her tail. Oh, you kissed it. That's nice. It's not too bad kissing it, but.
Yeah.
You've got to be careful, really, kissing a pussycat.
Tail.
Because. She's been playing in the garden, hasn't she?
Teal. Kiss a tail.
Kiss a tail. She's been playing in the garden and you don't really know. Her tail's probably been in all sorts of dirt.
And dirt.
And then you're kissing it, so that's not very nice, is it?
No.
Now I think you're better just stroking her, Thomas. Look, just like this. Gently, gently stroking her. Just very gently. Well, she likes that.
Look, I got a dream.
You found a blue straw?
What's yours?
Oh, that's not... No, you've got a blue straw in your hand, but the white thing isn't a straw. It's a little twister off a bread bag. When we put bread into a plastic bag, we use this, look. Look, we use this, twist it round, and the packet's closed.
Mm.
Keeps the bread fresh.
Sit down, Paddy and me.
Sit down, Paddy and me?
Oh, yes, and we'll let the bike. Ooh.
Sit down, Purdy and me, for a minute by the bike.
Oh, yes.
Right. Well, yes, the three of you are sitting there, aren't you?
Me.
You, the bicycle, and Purdy.
Purdy and Thomas. Right.
Purdy and Thomas, just gently, not patting her, just stroking. Oh, isn't she beautiful?
Deep, deep, pat.
How old is Purdy?
Kiss it foot.
Oh, kiss it foot. You want to kiss her foot now?
Yes.
Well, her foot's a little bit like her tail, Thomas, really, isn't it? You think of all the places Purdy's been walking.
Ah.
That's very, very gentle of you. It's very nice. Have you noticed, Thomas, when you're gentle with Purdy? You see, she hasn't run away, has she?
No.
She's sitting with us. She's sitting with us.
Thomas, Puppy, Ninnin.
Thomas, Purdy and Ninnin. We're all three sitting together, enjoying one another's company. But when you squeal or treat her without respect, then she runs away and she doesn't like it. If you're a friend to her, if you treat her nicely, she'll treat you nicely back. What's that, nursery rhyme?
Dylan. Thomas' hand.
Thomas' hand. You're holding out your hand and she's sniffing it, isn't she?
Thomas' hand nipping.
Thomas' hand sniffing?
Yeah. Ooh. Thomas nipping.
So hold your hand out nice and steady and she'll just give you a little sniff. Yeah.
What's this?
Oh, no, that's her whiskers. Don't pull those. That will really, really hurt her. These whiskers, Thomas, are so Purdy knows how wide and how high she is.
Mm.
She wants to go into a little space.
Yes.
And her whiskers touch the edge of the space. She knows that she's going to get stuck when she goes in, so she won't go in.
No.
So these whiskers are very, very special.
Lillian?
Yes.
No. Daddy, no.
No, don't touch your whiskers now. What's the nursery rhyme about treating a pussycat gently?
Eat food now, Daddy.
You want Purdy to eat her food?
Eat food and eat with chicken. Poor chicken, Daddy.
Chicken? Oh, is it chicken food?
No.
It might be. I haven't looked at the tin. I love little pussy. Her coat is so warm. And if I don't hurt her, she'll do me no harm. So I'll not pull her tail, nor drive her away. And pussy and I very gently will play.
Play, Thomas!
Yeah, now you remember that nursery rhyme.
Thomas, play!
Yeah, you play with Purdy, but you play very, very gently.
No!
And not shouting, because she doesn't like shouting.
Big plane! No! Big plane!
Yes, there is a big plane, isn't there? I think there
rain.
Must be taking off from a different direction today. Oh, well, Thomas, I suppose.
Suppose?
I ought to make a move because I've got to go to work and I'm just sitting on the floor. Enjoying your company.
Thomas, Ninnin, and Purdy.
Thomas, Ninnin, and Purdy, yeah. But Ninan's got to go to work, so Ninan shouldn't be sitting down here any, should she? Nan and Grandad are coming in their car. And Demetra's car. Demetra's mummy's coming as well. But not today. Tomorrow. Grandma and Grandad are coming today. Demetra and her mummy, we think, are coming tomorrow.
Paddy.
And Purdy will be here all the time, won't she? And we're having melon later. And Purdy loves melon, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Well, whenever we have melon, we have to cut up some, put it on a plate for Purdy.
Meat nose.
No, Purdy's got a little nose.
Wash him down.
Wash him down?
Yes.
Well, you've not had your breakfast yet.
No.
You need a change. I'll go and get things so we can change you and then we have our breakfast. Oh, dear, Thomas, he's tired.
Two Smarties.
Two Smarties? Or do you think that'll make me feel better?
That.
A cuddle from Thomas would make me feel better. Did you have a nice sleep?
Yeah, not at Grandma's house.
Oh, not at Grandma and Granddad's house. No, you slept here. You have slept at Nana and Granddad's house. Well, you're using your foot now to stroke Purdy, are you? Right, just be as gentle with your foot as you are your hand.
Oh, where's she feet? Wash.
She wasn't washing then, she was yawning. Purdy must be tired, like Mummy's tired. Is Thomas tired?
No, sit up.
I am sitting up. I'm still tired, though.
I know.
No, Purdy was yawning then.
Yawning.
Isabel yawning.
Is
tea ready?
No.
No, but Mummy's made herself a cup of tea and it'll be going cold, won't it? Just be very gentle with your foot. Make sure you don't kick.
Back tight.
Back outside?
No. Rain.
Well, it's not raining, but we don't want to go outside this morning, do we? Not yet. Not till after breakfast.
Sore.
Is your foot sore?
Yes.
Why's your foot sore, Thomas? Let Mummy have a look.
Sore. Your back.
Could I look at your arms, please? Let Mummy look at your arms.
No.
I thought I saw scratches on your arms last night when I was getting you ready for bed. And do you know what that's caused with? Pulling the pampas grass.
Pregnant, yes.
I keep telling you the pampas grass is very sharp and you should leave it alone.
Ooh.
No, be gentle with her. Mm-hmm. Thomas, don't stroke her only, please. Gently stroke her. You give him Purdy a kiss.
Crunch by crunch.
Oh, crunch by crunch. Can you see cornflakes in the Dyson vacuum cleaner? Yes, once they've gone in there, we can't eat them, can we?
No.
They must have been on the floor when Mummy used the vacuum cleaner. And they've been sucked up. Not the tail. Not her tail. No, leave her tail. Thomas, leave her tail. Does she feel nice and soft? She's fluffy.
Sit up.
She's sitting up now.
No.
Hello, Purdy.
Hello, Purdy.
Purdy, hello. Oh, isn't she lovely? What are you looking at now?
I'm putting a drag. Putting jewelry.
Oh, no, don't. No. Now, don't put the blue straw in Purdy's face. Never touch her face or her eyes.
Oh!
Or her nose or her mouth.
Lips.
Oh, you folded the blue straw up and now it looks like a pair of scissors. It's like chopsticks. What is Thomas going to do today from our granddad? No, we're not taking you to the barbers.
And it's cold.
What do you think you'll be doing today?
Tea time.
Tea time? Well, yes, they'll be having tea here, won't they?
And then nip.
Don't poke her with a straw, Thomas. What have I said? Being gentle.
Knit lips, Nunu.
You're pretending they're scissors and you're trying to cut Nunu. The vacuum cleaner. I'll leave that.
Scissors. Wheel.
Putting the wheels on the bike.
The wheels the door.
And you're cutting the door. You've got lots of things to cut, haven't you?
It's a door.
I'm going to see Purdy now. Oh, the food we're giving us tuna, Thomas. It's fish.
Fish, yes.
Not chicken today.
No, fish.
She must have had chicken another day, but not today.
Fish.
Not chicken, it's fish. That we put Purdy's food on?
Yeah.
What can you see on the tray?
What's this?
It's a sheep. That's a cockle, isn't it?
Down here, food.
Yes, that's right. Put the tray back on the floor because that's where Purdy's food is. There we are, Purdy. Enjoy your breakfast, sweetheart.
No more bread juice. More bread juice.
Just let Mummy wash her hands.
Lemon.
Yes, just a second. What'd you say, Thomas?
Lemon.
Please.
Lemon.
fizzy water, isn't it? Fizzy water. Anyway, you drink that, and I'll go and get some things so we can change your nappy. Adam?
Adam?
What are you saying?
Adam. Mixed up to it.
Can't tell what you're saying, Thomas.
Mixed up this time.
Oh, ambulance. You saw an ambulance. Is that what you're saying? What's the lady? That's the car seat that's falling in. Thomas tired this morning. Thomas, we've lost the little man that drives the racing car. He's gone missing. And
that's a drum kit.
And your drum time, yes, that's your drum kit, isn't it?
Trumpet.
Drum kit, not trumpet. Trumpet is a musical instrument, but I said drum kit. And one of the eggs. Bang a drum. One of the eggs are missing, the little white plastic eggs. We've got five instead of six. And your shape's sorted. You've been playing with that a lot recently. And two blue houses have gone missing. Oh, are you shaking a rattle?
Bang a drum time.
Bang a drum time, yes. Do you know where you've put the two blue houses? Mm. Or the driver of the racing car?
Mm-hmm. Make that.
Can you remember?
Mm-hmm.
We need to find them because they've gone missing.
Okay.
Oh no, that's the racing car, but the red racing car.
Oh yeah.
Next, two tongues, the tank engine and the digger. Where's the driver gone? Oh, a digger, yes, that's not what we're looking for, though, is it? That's very nice.
It's over. This one.
That's a big digger, yes.
Change,
yes, I'm going to change it.
My big juice.
More juice.
Right.
Move your choice so then we can get down the stairs.
My big juice. I'm going to shut our gate.
Yes, don't bang the gate. No, you're not to go upstairs now. You'll fall.
No.
Whee!
My big juice.
Yes, all right, I'll get you some juice. Thomas, look, the driver, where's he gone? Where's the driver? He's gone missing, hasn't he?
Mm. Muppet Truth. And then the Muppet Truth.
Are you going to go up, Hedy?
Muppet Truth.
What do you say, Thomas?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. More juice, please. You always cool any drinks that come out of a bottle. Big juice, don't you?
And then?
Yes, that's the noise it makes when we open the bottle.
Rain.
No, it's not raining, but we're not having breakfast outside this morning.
Rain.
It's been raining in the night because the picnic table is wet.
Picnic table wet. Muppet juice.
Please.
Muppet.
Do you hear it fizzing? Do you think you'll be going to Stockport this morning?
Grandad's house.
I'm not going to Mother and Grandad's house, but you might be going to Stockport with them. Yes, I'm shutting the door. I think Purdy would like it open, but the aeroplanes are a little bit too noisy this morning. Mm. Taking off in a different direction, aren't they?
Grandad's nose.
A big nose?
Playing a big nose. Yes.
Do you not mean playing a big noise?
Playing a big nose.
Well, Concord's got a big nose.
Playing it.
We've been telling you about Concord, haven't we? What would you like for breakfast this morning? Shall we have some toast?
Two Smarties.
Two Smarties?
Yeah.
Oh, you always want two Smarties, Tom. You can't have two Smarties for breakfast.
Two pears.
Two pears?
Yes.
Well, when you say two pears, you mean an apple. So, yes, you can certainly have an apple.
Two pears. Two pears. Two pears.
Two pairs.
My body back side. Gonna sit down.
Gonna sit down. Are you sitting down with Purdy?
Yes. Oh, no.
Oh, Purdy's got up, hasn't she?
Done
to
me.
Oh, you didn't do anything to her then. You were very gentle, weren't you? Perhaps she's just fed up of sitting on the floor, Thomas, and wanted a change. She's washing her foot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, are you copying her?
Where's your feet?
She's washing her foot, keeping herself nice and clean.
Watch it. And then watch him.
Watch him?
Oh.
Purdy's a her, watch her. Well, you're putting my slippers on, that's the wrong foot, darling. That slipper for that foot. And which slipper for this foot? Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, thank you very much. Your legs have gone nice and brown in the sun, Thomas. You see your feet are quite white and there's a little mark where your socks have ended. We've been putting lots of suntan cream on, haven't we? So you haven't got burnt, but you're just a beautiful shade of brown.
Rubber juice.
No, we've got to get changed now.
Wash your feet.
Wash your feet, is that what she's doing? We've got to be quick now, Thomas. Otherwise we won't be ready when Grandma and Grandad come.
Mm-hmm. No, Dimitri.
No, Dimitri's coming tomorrow.
What if it's... Beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep.
Thomas, don't touch her tail. Come on, Eddie, off you go. You go outside for a while. Come on, we'll let you back in. You go out for a few moments.
Thank you, Pa.
Oh, you are. She's gone outside, Thomas.
And then Buddy Pa.
Birdie's what?
Buddy Pa out of dog. Birdie's fur.
Birdie's fur?
No.
Oh, I can't tell what you're saying. Put Birdie outside. Birdie what?
Birdie fur.
You are saying Birdie fur, aren't you?
Close.
Don't lift Mummy's nightie up, darling, because we're standing in front of the window. Oh, no. You're getting to frighten the neighbours. Oh, no, 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 because... Oh, Thomas, if you do that, the neighbours can see. Thomas, Thomas. Oh, you cheeky monkey. Cheeky monkey. What are you doing? What a lot of fuss.
No, no,
no, no, no, no, tea yet, but it will be soon, so let's quickly get your change. We have some breakfast, and then you have to decide what you're going to wear. Whoa, we'll put you in shorts, because it's warm. No, come on, Thomas. Let's take this nappy off. We put this nappy on when you went to bed, didn't we, last night? Yes?
Hello?
Yeah, oh no, don't do that. Unless that's dirty.
Ring a drum time.
Ring a drum time?
No, all done now.
All done now, yes, it's all done until September.
Butterfly.
Butterfly, can you see a butterfly?
Butterflies.
Butterflies. So you can see a butterfly outside.
A door.
Outside the door. Well, I can't see it, but we do have some butterflies on the flowers on that tree over there. So possibly you can see one that I can't.
That's really... Nice Willy. Thank you, Willy.
Nice Willy.
Thank you, Willy.
Birdie hasn't got one. Has she?
No.
Birdie's a little girl. Little girls don't have Willys.
Birdie, oh no! No. No change.
No change. You've got to be changed.
Well,
the one on
Daddy's
stick. Round and round and Daddy. You're trying to turn the lamp down round.
Daddy.
Yes, Daddy does that, doesn't he?
Dimitri
does it.
Wow.
I can't say I've ever seen her get over the dining room lampshade and swing it round.
Dimitri.
Perhaps she does. I'll watch her when she comes on Thursday.
Dimitri. Boom. Blackpool.
Blackpool?
No.
No, what are you saying then?
Tip tip. Mama don't pay.
No, Thomas, don't do that.
Well, Daddy's.
Yes, well, Daddy's naughty doing it, isn't he? Daddy will be in trouble if I see him doing it again. If you see Daddy doing that again, you say Mummy will be cross. Let's be quick getting this nap in. Then you can have something to eat. some toast.
Good muffin.
Oh gosh, we've run out of talcum powder, haven't we?
I'm going to have to
tip the pot up.
Two Marties. There's two Marties.
Two Smarties?
Yes, please. Two foot.
Two foot. They're called feet.
Feet.
That's right. When you have more than one foot, they're called feet.
Feet. What colours? Feet. Brown feet.
What colours feet? Brown feet?
No. Browns. Bloody yellow. Big Willy. Big Willy.
Big Willy?
Yellow Big Willy. That is Big Mummy Big Willy.
Mummy hasn't got a Big Willy. Mummy's like Purdy, she's a little girl, so little girls don't have willies. I think the best thing we can do
is missing the Big Willy. Big Big Willy.
Who?
Big Pippin.
Pippin? Yeah. Oh, Pippin's a girl as well.
Only Pippin, Big Willy.
No, Pippin won't have a willy. Pippin's a girl. I think the best thing we can do is hide it underneath a nappy. Put it out of sight. Yes?
I know, Daddy. I see it raw. I'll do raw.
Are you watching it go round and round?
No.
Shall we put your red slippers on?
Yeah.
Now put your foot into this slipper.
Oh.
No, don't touch that. Come along.
Whoa, no. Whoa.
Other foot in the other shoe. There we are. Good boy.
That's a meat.
Well done. Oh, you smell beautiful and fresh.
Right?
Nice and clean.
Right.
You suddenly decided to check the lights on the recording equipment, have you?
Green.
What colour are the lights?
Green.
Orange. An orange, oh, that's all right. Are they both showing green and orange?
Which one?
And a red one. There should be two green ones, two orange ones and one red one, is that right?
And the blue one.
Oh, no, don't touch it. No, that's not a light, that's a button, isn't it?
A switch.
It's grey. Right, you need a new chair quickly, Thomas, please.
Green light, first light. Ellen.
Thomas, you touched the button on the recording equipment, didn't you?
Green turning.
You turned it off. I saw the red light flashing. Right, sit in your chair, please.
Then roll. Then roll. Then roll. Roll.
Yes, get in your chair, please, now. Mummy do the straps.
Mummy do it.
Mummy do it.
Yes.
There we are.
Too much of this.
I think we need to just wash our hands again, don't we?
Yes.
Wipe our hands, because you've been touching Purdy, haven't you? And we shouldn't touch Purdy and then eat food without washing our hands. In fact, we should always wash our hands before we eat food. Mm. When we've been playing, and when we've had our nappy changed.
Yes.
When we've been painting and drawing.
Painting and drawing.
When we've been playing in the garden.
Yeah.
And when we've been out at the shops and riding on the bus.
Blum, blum.
Oh, excuse me, jeez.
Blum, blum. Baby, up on nurse.
Are you imitating what Bye. Happens when we go on the bus? You're saying, brum brum, open the doors, bye bye.
Peach, peach.
Peach. You like a peach?
No. About the fastest.
Well, we'll put some toast in the machine. Be cooking, and I shall peel an apple and a peach. Oh, what's that doing there? Oh, how silly!
So, what is all the winter? Knife! Big knife!
A big knife, yes. It's a sharp knife, isn't it?
A big knife!
Yes.
A jam bit. A jam.
Would you like some jam on it?
Yes.
Shall we put it in the toasting machine?
No.
You just want the bread as it is?
The Thomas.
It's a fresh loaf of bread. It should be nice.
Thomas. It is Thomas.
Here it is, Thomas.
Oh, Thomas.
Let's get a plate.
Plate.
Oh, Thomas. Plates from the cupboard. Put the bread on the plate. Are you pretending the crust on the bread is a train?
A train.
Oh, train or a crane. I think you're thinking more of a crane if you're saying dig, 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 aren't you? Thinking of the building site. Mummy best wash her glasses, they're very dirty. Do you think you'll be going to Stockport today with Grandma and Grandad?
No.
What do you think you'll be doing in Stockport?
Eating bread.
Eating bread?
Shortbread.
Shortbread?
No. Or ketchup? Shut a door.
We tend to eat shortbread if they take you to John Lewis. We'll have to see when they arrive what their plans are, won't we?
My bread, please.
More bread, please.
And my bread.
Well, there's plenty of bread there, Thomas.
No. I don't know.
Well done. Would you like some cheese with the bread?
A train on.
A train on? You're pretending it's a train?
Yes.
Would you like some cheese?
Yes, cheese. Some
lamb. We haven't got any cornflakes, have we? We'll have to go to the shop.
No.
We haven't any cornflakes or any Rice Krispies. No cereal. I have to remember to go to the shop. This cheese is nice, isn't it?
Yes.
There you are. We usually have bread and cheese at lunchtime, don't we? Made some pasta salad. Some pasta salad and some coleslaw.
Mm.
And the pizza.
Pizza.
And some other salad things, all in the fridge. So Grandma and Grandad can give you lunch today.
Mm.
They'll be eating lunch as well, won't they? So you won't be having cheese, just boring things like cheese today. Exciting food. Does it taste good? Fresh breadcrumbs. The butter, and it's that little pasta salad that I've made. I put it in a butter dish. Mummy got very confused. That one's got potato salad in it. More salad. Baked beans. Mummy uses all empty margarine cartons as storage containers. And I can't find the actual margarine. Everything says margarine. Ah! Found it! Everything says margarine and nothing is.
None.
Yes. There was none in the others. There were things in them, but not what we wanted.
None.
Do you like a bite of toast?
What's this?
Thank you.
Mummy's putting some Marmite on her toast. Would you like to share a piece?
No.
No, you've got quite enough, have you?
Thomas plate.
Thomas plate, you like some of that?
Yes.
There's a drink.
Big one.
Yes, a big one. A big beaker of that currant juice. That tastes nice.
Butterflies.
Can you see butterflies?
I've got all.
And he's walking back towards the door.
And then?
Shall we let her in?
Yeah.
Yes, all right.
Then in. Hello, puppy.
Here she comes.
Hello, puppy.
Hello, birdie.
You big?
You can tell it's August because of all the aeroplanes. There's such a lot. Did you ask Perry where...
Plane, a big nose.
Who's got a big nose?
A plane.
The plane?
Yes.
Yes, some of them have pointy noses, don't they?
Where's got a big nose? Let it know.
Thank you. Birdie's washing herself again, Thomas, but this time she's licking some water off her coat. I think she's been underneath the picnic chairs and there's some water's fallen on her. So she's using her tongue to dry her fur.
Daddy's fur.
Would you like some more cheese?
Smarties.
Some Smarties?
Yes.
When you've not eaten your cheese?
Smarties.
How about an apple?
No, Smarties. Red ones, pink ones. Ooh, what?
Red ones, pink ones, blue ones. That's three Smarties. Would you like some grapes?
No. Yes, please.
I thought you were.
Green one!
Green ones?
Yes.
green grapes.
Green grapes!
Green grapes. Here we are. I found the grapes easier than I found the margarine. In that pot, Thomas, there's some apple that you didn't eat yesterday. Listen at that plane.
What's that plane?
It's a very noisy plane. They're coming over so low today, aren't they?
Yeah.
They come any lower that we're going through your bedroom window.
What the window?
You'd be lying in your cot with the window open and all of a sudden the plane will go woo! Straight over the top of you. Are we going to Spain in the plane?
Grapes?
Yes, I'm just rinsing them under the tap and cutting them in half.
The box, red box.
That's right, well in the red box is some apple that you didn't eat last night before going to bed. And it's been covered up and kept in the fridge overnight. Are you making a funny little noise when the birdie's around?
Down there. And back. Ba 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 ba.
What's a lot of noise? There you are.
There are the
green grapes. All the grapes. I cut them in half so there is twice as many pieces.
Two, one, three.
Twice as many pieces of grape. Pieces of grape. I'm not sure whether that's correct.
What ones? Those are.
They're green grapes. Green grapes. Do they taste good?